Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United States, G7 nations, and European Union agreed to impose new sanctions on Russia ahead of its commitment to phase out Russian oil. Ukrainian President Zelensky joined a G7 leaders call on Sunday to discuss sanctions and commemorate the sacrifices the Allies made to defeat fascism. The Victory Day Parade refers to the annual military parade of the Russian Armed Forces on Moscow's Red Square. Monday's celebration on the World War II victory had some shades of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. President Vladimir Putin speaking via a translator.
Those who defeated the Nazis showed us an example of heroism for all eternity. This was a generation of victors, and we shall always look up to them. Glory to our great armed forces. For Russia, for victory. Hurrah!
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Over 147,000 people attended this year's Kentucky Derby. Rich Strike, who entered the race after a late scratch, overcame the second longest odds and won the run for the roses. Dr. Ben Carson was on Newsmax Saturday saying people celebrating abortions are pure evil, and thankfully it's only a small amount of the population in America.
It's very sad that we've reached a point in our morality where we can tear apart a human being. You know, in 1973 when Roe v. Wade was decided, we knew less about what was inside of that mother's womb. Now we have a lot of details about it. And in the early abortions that are done in the first trimester, even after 6, 7, 8 weeks, you can see a human form. You can see a face with a nose and eye sockets and ears and fingers and toes and a beating heart. And it's very, very difficult to say that that's not a human being.
USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Connecticut Department of Public Health has reported the state's first Powassan virus infection of the year. Powassan virus is a rare disease spread by the same tick that causes Lyme disease. The department recommended residents take action to prevent tick bites from now through late fall, using insect repellent, avoiding areas where ticks are likely, and checking carefully for ticks after being outside can reduce your chance or your children from being infected with the virus. Russian President Vladimir Putin speaks Monday at the Victory Day Parade in Moscow commemorating the end of World War II via a translator.
The death of each soldier and officer is a tragedy for all of us and is a loss for their loved families. The state enterprises and the non-governmental organizations will do everything to surround these families with care, to help them. And we shall give special support to the children of our dead comrades. There is a presidential decree about that and it has been signed. I wish speedy recovery to those wounded, and I thank the doctors, nurses, and medical personnel in field hospitals for their selfless work. I bow my head to you for saving every life.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going now. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. Happy Monday to you. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Craig Huey joins us now. Hey, Craig, how you doing, my friend?
Bill, I'm doing great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I look forward to our conversation here. We knew the abortionists were not going to, I guess maybe they're pro-choice, you know, people, abortionists, I mean, however way you want to define it. I mean, they just believe in murdering a child that they say is not a child. Of course, that's their own definition, as they want to kind of, you know, tiptoe around the laws of God. But they have lost their skulls. They've doxed Supreme Court members. They're out there in front of their homes over the weekend. Chief Justice John Roberts, I guess he didn't realize it, but somebody must have invited everybody for tea or something, because they all showed up on his front lawn, right?
Bill, it's very intimidating. It's very sad. Of course, what they're trying to do is put pressure on the Supreme Court to be able to make a final decision on Roe versus Wade, which deals with abortion. And it was basically a judicial activist court that made up the Roe versus Wade decision that said that nationally there would be allowed abortion. Well, this new decision is showing you that it's going to overturn Roe versus Wade, put it back as the responsibility of the states, like it should have been. States
right.
then can decide. But here's what's happened, Bill. The mobilization of the radicals, the mobilization of the left is now in full gear. And the intimidation of hoping to have the court, before they make their final decision, change their mind, that's just one part of it. Bill, this is so organized and so well-trained across the nation. People who are using this as an issue to transform our culture and our politics.
Mm-hmm. What I love about it, Craig, is it's all on the open now. Okay?
Oh.
Nothing's being hidden. And I believe that those that believe in pro-choice will rue the day, because they're spending all their bullets and exposing themselves for who they are. And that is, they're all emotion and little substance. Because
yes.
this movement that you and I have talked about that has been picking up steam, I would say particularly in the last decade, as science, because they tell us we should follow the science, right? As science became more technologically advanced, women were seeing sonograms, they realized experientially what was happening to their minds and their bodies as a result of abortions that were supposed to be, you know, so few and so rare. And here it is. I mean, heartbreakingly, Craig, people's consciences, and I feel for these women whose consciences have become so seared that they've had multiple abortions. I mean, you've got to really set your mind in such a way that where you know you're killing, you know, three, five of your children.
It's not only that tragic like that, but it's gotten to the point where they glorify this. They're proud of this. You know, it's part of what we're seeing in our cultural divide and our cultural shift that's so dramatic. And it's a hatred that's come out. You know, right now, probably a good 40% of your listeners have experienced an abortion or know someone.
Somebody in their family. Exactly.
Exactly. But you know, that's where you go back, where God is a God of forgiveness, mercy, and but at the same time, we are a society that should be promoting adoption. But they won't have anything to do with that. These radicals are bringing it to a higher level. So that you're seeing marches and protests. You're seeing people organize for the upcoming 2022 election to try to, you know, basically win Senate seats, which is key. And, Bill, even now, churches are being attacked. This weekend was the start of churches. Now, many of your listeners...
Hey, you know what, Craig? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, yeah. Churches are being attacked. Because that says the churches are on the right track. You know, because this has been a long time coming. And what the churches need to do is to, and this hit me really this morning very hard as I was in my devotion time. You know, Jesus said on the cross, "Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they're doing."
Yeah.
And this has been something that has been a refrain for me. I mean, my listeners know, because they've heard me say, "You don't know what you don't know." And here we are, and this is where we are right now. And the church has always been a light to a dark world. We must stand regardless of the darkness. We must stand on the truth of God and pray that God would forgive them because they know not what they're doing, Craig.
That's right. And, you know, it's so sad and it's heartbreaking, but it also opens up an awareness of the responsibility of the church in many ways, the responsibility of the church to basically pray. Every listener can do that. Number two, to take responsibility of telling the truth, not hiding from the truth, standing for what's right. And number three, promote adoption. And let's have a society that promotes adoption. But the hatred is so intense. And that's where some of these churches are caught so unaware. You know, a church in Colorado.
And what are they? What do they hate, Craig? What are they hating? This is the thing you got.
You're peeling it away, Bill. You're peeling it away to the core of it. So listen, in Colorado, a church was spray painted. Hands off our body, my body, my choice. These little slogans that are so hateful, and we're seeing churches desecrated. We're seeing that, but also. This weekend was the start of churches being basically attacked in the sense they wouldn't let people into the church. That happened in New York. And you know what they were saying? One person was saying, and there's video out there, "God killed his kids. Why can't I kill mine?" Now, it's blasphemy. It's a mockery of the cross. You know, Bill, the Word of God says, "For God so loved the world, they gave his only begotten son that those who believe on him shall not perish but have everlasting life." The cross is central. The resurrection is central. God's love for you and me is displayed on the cross. And that's what these protesters at churches, the growing protests, the evangelical and Catholic churches, they're attacking the core of Christianity.
Right. Because... really, what they are, Craig, and my point is that they're attacking themselves because the light is shining on their darkness, and they don't like it, and they're freaking out. They don't know what to do with it. But what we're saying is, look, you don't know what you're doing. If you would just turn to God, turn to God, try God for just a second. I mean, you've been doing all these marches, killed your babies, sold their body parts. You've done all this.
Yeah.
How about just for a moment? Give God a second, would you? Could you just give God a second and see if he's not faithful? See if he's not loving? And we're speaking this out of experience. just like the women who are defending life, because they've learned the hard way what abortion brings. We've got more from Craig Huey on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps, and shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Hey, we're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Craig Huey continues with us. He's the author, political commentator, speaker for the Election Forum, and publisher of one of the largest Christian political newsletters in America. You know, off air, Craig and I were talking about it's even the genesis of this radio show, Craig, when you think about it, because I was in Los Angeles, you know, sitting in for Rich Buehler, a good friend of ours, who was dying from pancreatic cancer. And I was sitting in doing a show, and during that period of time, God had put on my heart, said, look, you need to have a prophetic conference. Now, me of all people, and Bill Salas, you know, I love Bill. Bill Salas is a prophecy expert, and Bill and I had gotten to be good friends, and he often would say, "Just Bill, you're just so wet behind the ears." And I said, I know that, Bill. That's why I have you with me. That's why I have Chuck Missler nearby and that sort of thing. And I'm not, and if you listen, I'm asking questions. I'm not pontificating. I'm not saying anything here. I am listening and taking notes. So, I'm not claiming any special sanctification whatsoever. But God had put on my heart, and then at the time it was we were going into an election season, and one of the things, especially in California, was that people were not voting their values. And so
exactly.
I meet Craig Huey, and Craig has the perfect system and organization that helps people of faith vote their values. I mean, it's nuts because here we are. We say we're Christians, and you've got over 50% of the people in churches voting for pro-abortionists. And you go, what is going on here? Is that this is absolutely nuts. And so, anyway, we bring a group of people together, and you heard me say Chuck Missler and Bill Salas and Bill Koenig. I mean, it was just an awesome event, and it was sync up. It was syncing up with God. And what God impressed on me during that conference, and I use it, and I've used it ever since, was that when Israel became a nation again in 1948, it was as if the hour hand of God's prophetic clock was set. Okay, that's done. The hour hand is set. And so what's been passing ever since then are minutes and seconds. All right, so here we are, and Craig and I are talking about this, and we go, God, that was 14 years ago. And I just talked, if you listened on Friday, I'd interviewed Eric Eichenberg, pastor out of Florida, who wrote a great book on God's numbers. And it's an awesome, awesome book. And I love God's math. It was one of the classes I took when I was in Bible college. And I sat there, I go, as we're talking about, that was 14 years ago. I'm curious, what does 14 mean in God's numbering system? Salvation or deliverance? Here we are 14 years later on the eve of Roe v. Wade being redecided, let's put it that way, being redecided, because it's not being obliterated. It's going to be sent back to the states individually where it should have always been. And the states are going to decide. But 14 is a representation of salvation or deliverance. And here we are 14 years later. Is this awesome?
It's so awesome. You know, what was being said back in that time is unfolding before our eyes today. You know, as Christians take a look at what is transpiring, we know what's going to happen. We know the end game. But right now, as we're waiting for his coming back, as we're waiting for prophecy to be fulfilled, one of the things we talked about at that conference was that Christians have such a great responsibility to be able to be a people of prayer, to be people that are light to the world, salt and light to the community, helping out at pregnancy help clinics, for example, in the issue of abortion, helping out women who are in distress. There's so many of your listeners who can do that and be a part of helping people save babies' lives. But now that the churches are being attacked, now that this election is being directed as being an election that's based upon who's for life and who's for death, who's for protecting the unborn and who's for killing children, as we're taking a look at this, who you're going to vote for on the state level, for governor, for state legislature, for Congress, for Senate, all these are on the ballot, and abortion basically is on the ballot. And Bill, we've got to be able to vote our values, not against our values. So that's why we have put up a voter guide to be able to help people vote for the pro-life candidates, the ones who will represent, a light and not darkness. And so we evaluate the candidates. We post that. People need to go out and vote this election. They can't sit at home and ignore it. They got to be able to vote. And then in the area of adoption, the churches need to, from the pulpit, the churches with people within that church. The churches need to rise up and say, we've got to be a source for people to adopt. You know,
exactly. Just like in Ukraine, you know, people are going into these neighboring countries and they ask who can take a family. And the people are standing up. And as you're talking, I'm seeing in churches, you know, pastors standing, who can take a child into their home right now?
Yeah.
And see how many people would stand up in church, right?
Oh, Bill, now you're putting the responsibility where it should be on the pastor to be leaders in their churches, to be light and salt to the broken and the hurting, to the women in distress, because their alternative is life, not death. And they need to represent that. And I say that with such great passion, Bill, because I know firsthand.
Yeah, adoption is personal to you, and I want you to tell our audience why.
Bill, I thank God every day for my parents, because if it wasn't for them adopting me, I could have been aborted. Mm-hmm. I was adopted, Bill, and when I hear this issue and I see this issue, God gave me the best parents possible. They were parents that were absolutely an incredible gift, and gave me the foundation, and gave me the chance to have my own family, to be able to minister to people, to be able to be married to my beautiful bride, Shelley. It provided so much for me personally, and I could have been killed. But thank God, the laws were such that it was hard for women at that time to be able to get that abortion. So she gave the baby up to adoption. My parents were on a waiting list, and they were able to adopt me. And I just thank God for that. And let me tell you, that adoption is something that should be going on with the Christian church. They should be the leaders in adoption. And
exactly.
They should be the ones who are reaching out to those women in distress so that they know they have an option.
Craig, what people, again, we don't know what we don't know. And this was a slippery slide that we were warned about, you know, before Roe v. Wade, 40, 50 years in advance.
Yes.
And here we are. All and even worse than some of the people, you know, Francis Schaeffer, what he had predicted was going to happen. Other, you know, prophetic experts who said, birth control is going to bring on a level of promiscuity. We are going to lose our senses. Gender confusion is going. I mean, this is decades ago. And here we are realizing and living it out. And then we got to go back. Like you say, you go back. To go forward, you got to go back and realize, where did we make the wrong turn? And as you said earlier, it has been the church that has really revived the West, that has been the leader for morality. And the church has been shut down all because of, you know, some sort of made up story of separation of church and state. And they've shut the mouth of the state. And again, here we are. And Jesus is coming forth and say, give me the coin. Whose face do you see on the coin, right? So who are you serving? Are you serving God or are you serving Caesar? That's the question of the church today, along with the seven lampstands in the book of Revelations. So you need to find out where you are, what lampstand you're standing by in your church. Take the warning of God and go and be the difference in a dark world that is crying for light. Right, Craig? We got about 20 seconds left. Go ahead, finish it up.
That's the history of the church, to be light to our dark society. It's the history of the church to pick up babies in the Roman Empire on the sides of the street. People thought they were crazy. That's the legacy of
the
church.
Are you tired of paying hundreds of dollars or more every month for your family's health benefits? Would you pay as little as $10 a week to save more money on your health care visits? You'll save on dental care, chiropractic visits, telehealth visits, vision care, medical lab work, and much, much more. All of this for one low fee of around $40 a month for your entire family. Ameriplan has been providing Americans with fantastic discount health plans for 30 years. Have access to 250,000 high-quality quality health providers. Even if you have health insurance, you need to have an AmeriPlan discount health plan. And again, for less than $40 a month, your entire family is covered. Best thing you can do is make a free call right now and learn about how our Platinum plan can help you with your health care needs for as low as $40 a month. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. That's 800-781-7641.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United States, G7 nations, and European Union agreed to impose new sanctions on Russia ahead of its commitment to phase out Russian oil. Ukrainian President Zelensky joined a G7 leaders call on Sunday to discuss sanctions and commemorate the sacrifices the Allies made to defeat fascism. The Victory Day Parade refers to the annual military parade of the Russian Armed Forces on Moscow's Red Square. Monday's celebration on the World War II victory had some shades of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. President Vladimir Putin speaking via a translator.
Those who defeated the Nazis showed us an example of heroism for all eternity. This was a generation of victors, and we shall always look up to them. Glory to our great armed forces. For Russia. For victory. Hurrah. Hurrah.
USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
With you 28 minutes before the top of the hour, our next guest, Alan Parker. Whoa, I'll tell you, what a background. Again, all fitting for what we're talking about this morning. Sometimes we just don't know what we don't know. Well, Alan represented Norma McCorvey, formerly Roe of Roe versus Wade, in San Ricardo, the Doe of Doe v. Bolton, in their efforts to overturn the two landmark cases that brought legalized abortion on demand to America. He was recently involved in two amicus curiae briefs, you know, filed by this Justice Foundation attorney, Alan Parker. And he's here to give us the background and to separate the truth from emotion, because the serious consideration that has been before the Supreme Court, before women, before families across the country, deserves the truth. And Alan, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. Help us understand, sir.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you very much for having me on the show. And the background and history is important. Roe is a 1973 decision, and it involved two cases, two women. The first was Norma McCorvey, who's better known as Roe of Roe v. Wade. And it also involved a woman from Georgia called Mary Sandra Kano, who is known as Mary Doe of Doe v. Bolton. And Roe is talked about a lot. It created a trimester framework and a viability standard, but it basically struck down all of the laws banning or restricting abortion in all 50 states because of the health exception in Doe v. Bolton, because the court allowed some restrictions unless the health of the woman was involved. And that sounds very wonderful. We all want to protect women's health. But the court said health includes psychology. So if a woman says, I wouldn't be happy having a child, that is psychological well-being, and that's enough reason to get an abortion. We basically have abortion on demand up to the moment of birth. and by demand. If the woman finds a doctor who will do it, and there are doctors out there for the money, will do it, they can have an abortion up to the moment of birth.
Alan, did they ever do any studies of women who said initially that they felt ill-prepared in handling, you know, childbirth or raising a child, and then afterwards regretting, you know, those feelings and were happy that they went ahead and delivered the child? Has there ever been any empirical evidence to support the one statement against the other?
Yes, there have been, and part of that is something called a turnaway study, and there are others, of women who wanted an abortion, couldn't get it, so they kept their child. And then they found out that they were quite happy keeping the baby. We actually work with that a lot, in the sense of one of the things the Justice Foundation does is prevent forced abortions. One of the reasons that abortion hurts women, in addition to damaging them psychologically and emotionally with trauma, is that once you make abortion legal, it allows other people to force women to have an abortion to solve their problem. And the three most common examples will tell you: adult parents forcing a minor girl to have an abortion, the father of the child forcing a woman to abort his child because he doesn't want to have a child, and the third is human trafficking and prostitution.
Yeah. So, how about excuse me, just a second, Alan. How about the abortionist? How about Planned Parenthood? I've heard stories, and I mean stories, not just one. I've heard several stories where women have said, "I don't want the abortion," and the procedure continued upon the insistence of Planned Parenthood.
That happens, sadly, with some regularity. There was a woman in Houston recently in the last year or two called me, and when she woke up, the doctor said, "Yes, I know you were telling me not to do it, but that was just the drugs talking." But the woman was devastated, and it was her will that was violated by that abortionist.
And so what's the recourse in that particular case?
Well, it's very difficult right now to bring litigation against abortionists, because it's a constitutional right. I told the New York Times once, it's like the early stages of tobacco litigation. Mm-hmm. All the doctors smoked, all the culture smoked. When you bring a lawsuit and you end up with a dead baby, well, the jury say something like, "Well, you went in there to get a dead baby. That's what you got. You know, don't blame the doctor." So it's difficult today, even though Roe v. Wade said it was supposed to be the tort system that kept things clean, and it doesn't.
Right.
Let me go
I want you to go back just a minute here, sir. Because the other thing I just want to follow up on is that if a woman is in an intimate situation with someone and she says no, takes them to court, the perpetrator is arrested, you know, for sexual abuse. And just based on her statement that she said no, but yet when it comes to abortion, that doesn't matter.
That's right.
You know, the clear difference here. Okay, go back to.
I called a situation like that from a lady in Atlanta, and I called one of the most prominent medical malpractice lawyers in Atlanta to try to get her a lawyer and help her find one who would take the case. And he said, "No, I'm a Democrat. I am for abortion. And I'm sorry for your client that she got hurt, but I would never take a case like that." So it's very difficult to find lawyers who will take on the abortion industry.
It's amazing. But I guess if she was gay and didn't get a cake she wanted, she could sue all over the place and find attorneys to defend her case, right? I mean, are we in an upside-down world here, Alan, or what?
We are, and the deceptive-sounding lies have blinded a lot of women. It wasn't until Norma McCorvey, the Roe v. Wade herself, worked in an abortion clinic that she changed her mind about abortion. And this testimony that I'm about to tell you is in writing, sworn to by her, and we gave it to the Supreme Court. It's on our website, thejusticefoundation.org. Mm-hmm. So Norma was.
And by the way, Norma since has passed, just so the audience is tracking with us, right?
Yes, yes.
She's no longer with us. Right. Okay.
Yes.
Go ahead.
And so she never had an abortion because the baby was born in 9 months, but it took 3 years to get to the Supreme Court. So she never experienced for herself the horror of taking a human life. But I will say in later life, she every year around, well, first she worked in the abortion clinics. She saw the callous disregard for women and the over-repeated use. She just thought, well, in a rare, hard circumstance like her life, you ought to get an abortion. But women were just coming in and using it like contraception.
Yeah, birth control.
That began to bother her conscience. And in about 1994, one of the sidewalk counselors protesting against it had a little girl, and Norma always loved children, even though she never was able to keep her own children. And they invited her to church. She heard John 3:16, and she gave her life to the Lord, ran down to the altar, and got baptized in a public swimming pool on ABC News in 1995. Mm-hmm. So what her conscience had began to bother her, she heard the patter of little feet in the abortion clinic. She heard flowers crying in the front yard. But it wasn't until she heard the message, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that no one should perish that believes in him. She felt she could receive forgiveness. But every year around the anniversary of Roe v. Wade, even though she knew she'd been forgiven, she felt the weight and the guilt of another million children killed because of her involvement in the case.
Goes back to what we said. You know, we don't know what we don't know. And Norma McCorvey, sadly, became a tool of this disaster, of this horrific delusion that was put upon women, upon our society. And here we are, offering our children on the altar of convenience. Stay with us. We've got more from Ellen Parker on the other side of the break. It's 18 before the top of the hour.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-536-4436.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now, that's a perfect lyric for this conversation because he is the one, God Almighty, who can heal all this and make the wrongs that we have committed. He can forgive us. And he is the only one that can do this. And I understand for some, you just think, how could God forgive me? And I understand we've all been there. We think that we are led to believe that what we've done is unforgivable. But this is a God who sent his one and only Son so that we would be free. He put it all on the line with his own Son as a sacrifice for our sins. So do you think he can't forgive you? Like I said, give him a try. What have you got to lose? And see what happens to your life, because there's no doubt that as Roe v. Wade and the potential reversal and all that's happening in the streets across America, there is confusion. But if you stay in the arena of confusion and you deal with the culture, you're going to stay confused. That's what got us here to begin with. We have got to escape the culture and we've got to run to God. That's where the truth is at. Right now, we're talking with Alan Parker, and I'm so grateful that Alan has the time and to be able to come in. And because of his background, I mean, as we mentioned, he represented Norman McCorvey, who's formerly the Roe of Roe v. Wade, and Sandra Cano, who is the Mary Doe of Doe versus Bolton, in their efforts to overturn the two landmark cases that brought legalized abortion on demand to America. Alan, I want to pick up the story here in terms of, you know, Norma McCorvey. There was a movie, a documentary, I believe, several years later that kind of said Norma McCorvey really didn't seek Jesus, and that was all, you know, that was all a false narrative, right?
That's right. In my opinion, it definitely is. The documentary didn't come out until 3 years after she was dead, so she could not refute it herself. I spoke to her shortly before her death in 2017. She got a COPD and had difficulty breathing, was in a nursing home. But she thanked me for helping her to try to reverse Roe v. Wade. We went to the Supreme Court. They declined to hear the case at that time. But they did not rule against Norma. They just declined to hear the case.
Now they've taken a case. They're actually considering it. And she thanked me. And she said, by the way, I'm doing a pro-life documentary, she called it, with some people from England. That was the group that came out 3 years after her death. And they're paying me, you know. So they accused her of taking money for the other side, but they paid her. And I believe they just selectively edited things. But even in the video, there was a sign on her wall that says, Jesus is my boyfriend. Well, that was kind of Norma's theology. I love Jesus. He loves me. He's forgiven me. Mm-hmm. So I think it was just selective, like 60 Minutes used to do and has done in so many cases. So
exactly.
You can do anything if you've got 10 hours of tape or something, and you then just come out with a short documentary. So I was with her for many, many years. I knew her personally. We prayed. And as I said in the last segment, every year on the anniversary of Roe v. Wade, she felt guilty so badly that we were very worried for her every year because she felt responsible for the death of another million children. So she was not hiding it. It was real.
And that's consistent with other women. You know, I relate this all the time, Ellen. And I don't know why. I guess God has decided to bring me into the orbit of women who have had abortions. And the consistent thing that I hear from them, and my heart breaks with them when they tell me, Bill, my child would have been 7 today, or my child would have been 13. I'm interviewing a director of a movie who did Roe v. Wade. And we're having a conversation, and we happen to be doing it face-to-face. We're in Southern California at the time. And I'm looking at my notes. I'm really not paying attention to his face. Suddenly I look up, and as I'm relating these stories about these women,
the electronic hit here. We're going to have to finish the last part of this. Obviously, there are forces that do not want you and I talking about Roe v. Wade or the forgiveness of God. So, but, you know, fortunately, we have other ways in which we can, you know, get the truth out there. So we'll continue. So go ahead and go ahead.
Thank you, then. Everything I know about abortion came from women who had abortions and from Sandra and Norma, the Roe of Roe v. Doe. A row and dough. So what I know, we represent 2,249 women in the Dobbs, Mississippi case. And these women actually had abortions, and they tell the court, please stop killing children. When we killed our own children, we felt like murderers. We had suicidal thoughts, suicidal ideation, and suicidal attempts. And we had depression, anxiety, substance abuse. We felt so worthless, we allowed men to abuse us. We got on a downward pattern. And the British Journal of Psychiatry and other many articles document the pain to women. So we know it's killing a child. We know it hurts women. And today, there is no woman reason for any woman, any in America, to be worried if Roe is reversed, because every child has a safe haven law. If a woman cannot care for a child or if she does not want to parent a child. And that's the basic reason women get abortions. They don't say, oh, I want to go get a child and kill it. No, they say, I can't do this. Well, every state under the Safe Haven law allows a woman to drop the baby off at a hospital or fire station within the designated time after birth at no cost. It's totally free, unlike abortion. So it's equally available to the rich and the poor. You don't need to travel to another state. And if you're poor, every one of the 50 states will pay your medical bills, prenatal, and delivery if you're low income. So let's stop the killing of the child. Let's stop hurting women. Let's have mercy for the mother. Please give us your child. And lastly, what will happen to those children? There are 1 to 2 million families every year waiting to adopt newborn children. So it's the love solution. And we can, just like we ended slavery, just like we ended segregation, and Justice Alito said abortion is as bad as segregation. And the segregation is that segregation forever. On the day of oral argument in front of the Supreme Court, I was there. The abortion crowd was shouting, abortion forever, abortion forever. But that's what they decided. That's what they shouted just before we ended segregation, because it was so horrible. Abortion is a crime against humanity, and it's time to end it in America.
Alan, we've gone to such extremes. I mean, abortion is bad enough. But the fact that of what happened with David DeLayden, who caught the abortionist on tape, the executives from Planned Parenthood selling baby parts, which is illegal, nothing happened to them. David DeLayden ends up in jail. His I think his attorney fees are probably about $250,000 and growing as of this point as he continues to defend himself. This is how crazy and insane this has become. And now you've got states, you know, for those women that, you know, want to continue on with an abortion, you know, those states, they'll go to those states, and some will offer third trimester, in fact, even post-birth abortion. It's amazing. I mean, the very thing that Kermit Gosnell said that he would be exonerated for is the very thing that we start to see unravel, even though we saw that that Gosnell movie and witnessed the evidence of what was displayed, you know, with just some of the horrors of abortion.
Yes, it is terrible, and there may be people in your audience who have men and women who participated in abortion. And we have to recognize that it is murder, but it's not the unforgivable sin. In God's eyes, it's a terrible sin, but there is abortion recovery programs across the country. Our website, thejusticefoundation.org, under our Operation Outcry tab, which is men and women telling their stories to the court, we can refer people to both secular and non-secular healing programs. When you confess the sin, God will forgive the sin, and you can be free. And so many of the women of Operation Outcry have started their own ministries. They don't want to see other women hurt by abortion. And those who've had it, they need to be set free from the chains and the slavery of death. It's almost like a covenant with death. It's the only murder in America that occurs inside a woman's body.
Exactly. Alan Parker has been with us. Alan, thank you so much.
If you're concerned
about
and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of external...